With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. An apparent deal between the United States and Ukraine. Ben Thomas has more.
Three senior Ukrainian officials say Washington and Kyiv have reached agreement on a framework for a broad economic deal that would include access to Ukraine's rare earth minerals. One of the Ukrainian officials says Kyiv hopes signing the agreement will ensure the continued flow of U.S. military aid. Asked about that, President Trump said,
"Maybe until we have a deal with Russia. Look, we need to have a deal with Russia, otherwise it's going to continue." But now when Americans put up their money, the taxpayer money, and the president approves it, we're getting our money back in some form.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Reports indicate Tehran may be up to some of its old tricks. A report by the United Nations nuclear watchdog says Iran has accelerated its production of near-weapons-grade uranium. IAEA says it is a significant increase and of serious concern. Also at SRNnews.com, the fragile Israeli-Hamas ceasefire continues to hold, at least for now.
Hamas says it will return the bodies of four more dead Israeli hostages on Thursday in exchange for Israel's release of hundreds of Palestinian prisoners, the group says, just days before the first phase of the ceasefire between the warring parties is to expire. Israel has delayed the release of about 600 Palestinian prisoners since Saturday to protest what it says is the cruel treatment of hostages during their release by Hamas. I'm Charles de Letesma.
A court in Bosnia has sentenced Bosnian Serb President Milorad Dodik to 1 year in prison and banned him from politics for 6 years because of his, quote, unconstitutional actions. But Dodik is boasting he will, quote, disobey the conviction. This is SRN News. Religious leaders throwing their support behind the Phoenix Declaration.
It's a wide-ranging prescription for fixing America's public school systems, and it was introduced by the Heritage Foundation at a gathering in Arizona. The document establishes seven pillars for education, including parental choice and responsibility, character formation, and academic excellence. A multi-faith group of signatories includes Donald Sweeting of Colorado Christian University, Rabbi Mark Gottlieb of the Tikva Fund, and Sean Peterson of Catholic Education Partners. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Supreme Court declining to hear a pair of cases from pro-life advocates who say laws limiting demonstrations near clinics violating the First Amendment rights. High Court turned down the appeals, though Justices Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito disagreed. Pro-lifers argued the laws barring people from protesting should be struck down in light of the repeal of Roe v. Wade. This is SRN News. Violent threats against Elon Musk continue. We have more on that story now from correspondent Tayshia Stevens.
A 28-year-old Indiana man is arrested by Indiana State Police, accused of making violent threats against Elon Musk on social media. This after being alerted by Texas police. According to an affidavit, David Cherry made several posts on X under the username Effective Pawn. Officials say the account replied to a post by Musk stating, quote, "We're gunning you down next, Muskrat." Another post said, quote, "You're robbing the American people. We will gut you and parade your corpse through the streets," end quote. And then another post stated, "I am going to plant a bomb in Elon Musk's house." Newsweek reported that Cherry owns an online store which sells communist, anarchist, and political-themed merchandise. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
And we're still green on Wall Street at this hour. More details at SRNnews.com.